This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One documentary film a month touching on our beat, Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit, it's called. I invite you to watch along with us. This week, it's about the demise of the Blockbuster video rental chain, full of lessons about ill-fated mergers and new technology busting the old. The heart of the movie is the last Blockbuster left standing. Still there, a family-run place in Bend, Oregon. These days, many of you just like pressing play, but some listeners really miss what was a feature of the American landscape. Here are two of your stories.
My name is Sam Hoagland, and I live in Bonita Springs, Florida.
My name's Jared, and I live in Kansas City.
Pretty much every other weekend, I would spend with my dad. And on Friday nights, we would go to Blockbuster, and we would each pick a movie, my brother and I.
We'd usually go on Friday nights with my whole family, walk up and down the aisles, pick something out, you know, one or two VHSs. And then we'd usually get Twizzlers and some popcorn.
My dad used to put like M&Ms and Milk Duds and stuff inside the popcorn, so that always made it more exciting.
We usually were pretty good about returning them on time, but occasionally we would get hit with late fees.
Oh yeah, no, we never return our movies on time. So I remember rewinding the VHSs, which was a pain. If you're rewinding it and you're having to watch the movie that you still haven't seen. Even more annoying, though, is when you would get a DVD and you stick it in the DVD player and the thing would be scratched. Or the wrong DVD inside the box and you're like, oh my God.
There's always something too, like you'd be looking at a movie and inevitably somebody would walk by and be like, oh, that's a really good movie. Have you seen this one? And there was a bit of like a social component to going into a Blockbuster that you can't get just sitting on your couch.
I think it's sad that it's not around. However, I wouldn't use it if it was, because it's a lot easier how we do things now.
I would definitely still go. The only relatively close thing, I guess, are the red box locations. My wife and I will still use those sometimes. It's not like being in a store, but I don't know. It adds some kind of value to the experience.
We have kids and they have no concept of like waiting for something and that excitement. So that makes me sad, because I think it's the fun part of going to get pizza, stopping at Blockbuster, picking a movie, going home and just having a family night. It would make it so much more exciting than, we'll just find something on Netflix to watch, whatever.
I'm sure, you know, my kids will enjoy movies just because I do. But there's something different about the experience without having a physical presence. That's something that was a lot of fun for me, and I would have liked to have been able to share with them. And unfortunately, I won't have that opportunity, which is disappointing. But I guess that's how things go.
Jared Schlenker in Missouri, Samantha Hoagland in Florida. Listeners, explore these films with us by signing up for Econ Extra Credit, marketplace.org/newsletters.